It's your girl, B. Simone. And before we start this episode, you guys, I have a huge announcement. I cultivated a private community on Instagram, which is a safe space that I get to pour into and be active with people who are truly, truly my close friends. Y'all, this private community gets all of me. Close friends gets exclusive personal content, the behind the scenes, daily motivation, my day to day, all of which I do not post on my main Instagram, only my close friends. Recently, we even started a book club and we discussed over an intimate private Zoom. The first book we are discussing is Healing the Soul of a Woman by Joyce Meyer. So don't miss out on this, guys. I'm super excited to even announce that we will also be doing one-on-one Q&As. Y'all have been asking me for private mentorship, and y'all know I'm not a mentor, but I got y'all. So I can't wait to host this for you all one-on-one. To join my close friends community, all you have to do is go to officialbsimone.com right now, and you will get all the information sent to your email so you don't miss the next private Zoom call with me, which is less than 2 weeks away. I love you guys. Sign up right now at officialbsimone.com. That's officialbsimone.com, and let's heal together. See you later, close friends. Let's get back to the pod. What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure. You need to do that for... Everything. Multiple styles. You're I think right. That's perfect for you.
Like, just get a straight you part or red you part.
Because getting dreads for one day is wild. But we're not going to talk about it. That's your business.
What?
You are absolutely right. I was like,
that was wild.
Wild. Just that's wasting it, money.
What are you going to do about that? You said, well, I didn't think
about that.
Yeah, the one day dreads.
Are we
good? We're like, yeah, I thought that was intro. Just leave it on there. We just bantering, y'all. Hey, y'all. How you doing? It's your girl, B. Simone.
It's Megan Ashley.
And this is the Know For Sure podcast, y'all.
Wait, go to this one. That's your
right here?
Yeah, this is audience.
Okay, all right. He's like, yeah, you looking off. All right, I was ready. You know what? Just keep all that so y'all can see the behind the scenes of what we do for y'all every week. Every week. Ooh, wee. Fix the mic, the lighting.
Is that a matcha latte? That's green. That's matcha.
That's Dunkin' Donuts.
That's so matcha? Good.
Damn. They got matcha at Dunkin' Donuts.
I love matcha.
The matcha wave.
These fast food places, they starting to have like impossible meat and stuff.
I can't do it.
They need to stop.
They need to stop.
They need to stop.
They need to stop.
It's not real.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's not real, but it's plant based.
But it's that's not even.
Look, here she goes. She's like, it's go get dirt. On me.
You may as well just eat meat. It's like processed plants.
Ooh,
I mean, it's not even real plants.
Even probably. Impossible meat. I'll be turning that
it?
Up.
What's made of?
I don't know. I thought peas and leaves.
They throw in. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why is it?
It tastes so good though.
It tastes so good.
I've been putting. The brand Impossible Meat because there's different kinds. There's like Beyond,
right? Yeah. Beyond Impossible. Yeah.
But I've used Impossible, and I'm not gonna lie, the texture freaks me out.
That's another thing.
Not cooked. It doesn't. The texture cooked is fine, cooked, but when it's coming out, it's like this looks a little. But it tastes really
is
good.
Is that what Slutty Vegan uses? The Impossible?
I don't know.
I think
they.
I like their burger.
Either Impossible or Beyond. It's fire.
I've always been conflicted about what is healthy and what's not healthy because every trainer that I've ever had
says
eats meat. I've never had a trainer that's like vegan. I've never seen it.
Because honestly,
but it's possible.
Meat
is possible.
It's not bad for you. It's great. It's really the quality of the meat. Like if you get some high quality stuff from a butcher shop as opposed to something at Walmart that's been pumped full of hormones, it's way different. Like it's going to treat your body way different.
That's why when you're overseas, like Africa and all those places, they say the meat is. Do they have water?
Yep, just a little bubble.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They say the meat is so good. overseas. Yeah. It's not
is.
Like,
and even the fruit overseas is like different than over here.
I got my mom a while ago when I was living in Ohio. My mom was going to a farm to get her meat, and she would get ground chicken. Mm-hmm. Mm. It was some of the best chicken.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
I mean, like, we were making these little patties out of them. Oh my God, they were so good. So it is true. Like, if you get it fresh.
Yes.
But you said it. You said she went to a farm.
Farm.
Yes. So, right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, as you can see, we have guests. I'm V Simone.
I thought I'm Megan Ashley. I'm sorry. Okay.
My bad.
I'm Megan.
Nothing.
Wait, KFS family, huge announcement. The journals you have all been waiting for are officially here. Yeah, that's right. You heard it right. The first edition Know For Sure journals are available right now on our website. So head over to theknowforsure.com and grab yours today. Y'all, these KFS journals are a study guide to help you maneuver through each episode. Journal your thoughts and feelings while listening and reflecting on what you heard so you can actually retain it and apply it to your life. There are also motivational quotes throughout the journal to keep you motivated. Plus, each journal comes with a custom pouch and a Know For Sure ink pen. We are already almost sold out, so thank you guys who already bought your journals. But you, if you do not have it, go grab it right now on theknowforsure.com. Get your journal while they still last. We love you guys, and when you get it in the mail, make sure you post and tag us. Let's heal and journal together. All right, you guys, back to the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Know For Sure Podcast. We have
just chatting it up.
Kiara,
the leader.
And Nico Freeman.
Yes. Did y'all been asking?
Be here.
I know y'all are people have been rushing asking to this video. Yeah. Like, rushing.
Yeah.
I'm like, who do y'all want to see on the podcast, Kiara?
And then asking me like I'm in charge. Like, when you gonna be on? Can you be on? I'm like, I'm
wait for
it's
them.
Not mine. Tell first me. Of all, I'm not in charge.
I love it.
Yeah. I'll wait when it's time.
We're glad y'all came. This is my trainer, you guys. She's been training me
the one.
For two years.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I got the old townhouse.
That's crazy. She'd be having to call me in her office for meetings and shit.
No.
I only had two meetings in 2 years. That's good.
That's not that bad.
She was like, B, what's going on?
Me and Nico were talking about this. Like, you were locked in when we first met. You were locked in.
No, anytime we look at those old videos, like, you can just see the intensity on your face. You was locked in.
Yeah,
but I know that was a time for you too, where you just had to like you kind of had to lock in with it.
To
kind of get through other shit that you were going through then.
But it'd be balance between like traveling and then.
Now you're just on the go all the time. It's hard to get you.
Honestly, I don't work out when I'm not with y'all. I know. That's a problem.
I know.
She's like, I've been telling you that.
And I'll be trying not to hound you. I'm like, it's been a week.
I know.
They'll be like, hey, Kiara. I'm like, where the hell you been?
I know. But hey, can I come tomorrow? She's like, yeah, I haven't seen you in a month.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally. We'd be traveling. But they're here, y'all. We got them on the pod. We know y'all wanted to see them. We're going to get in. I'm about to say dig deep. I don't know if we're really going to dig deep. But.
Oh, my
gosh.
Probably.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure it's like.
Probably.
It's like probably tread lightly.
All right, you guys, this Know For Sure episode is brought to you by Amex. You guys, Amex makes it so easy for everyday life to feel like something exciting, y'all. Being an Amex member means my perfect day consists of traveling, then I land, I go eat, I go shopping, I have a spa day, and I use it all on my Amex card. You guys, it's all about me time, and that's why I use my American Express card to help me make the most out of my life. What's your go-to vacation activity? Use your Amex card. What trip is at the top of your bucket list? Use your Amex card. How are you prioritizing yourself this year? You need more me time. Use that Amex card, you guys. Amex helps me plan the best trips ever. This year, I've already gone to Miami, LA, Cabo, New York, and Houston. I've traveled all over, y'all. And of course, I use my Amex card. American Express, don't live life without it. You're a member when every trip is worth taking. All right, you guys, back to the show.
Megan, you worked out with them us one time.
Yeah,
that was such a good day.
It was so fun. Yes. I have to come back. Yeah. I really enjoy working out. I think it's, it is true. It really is good for your mental.
You do so
like
good.
When you. It really is a reflection of what you're capable of, not just physically, but internally.
Yes,
it really helps you.
I'd be crying in the gym.
Look, I'm about to cry. It's okay, literally like more. They say it's a microcosm of life, like overcoming things in the gym and getting through tough workouts. Like it's just getting through tough anything that's in life. Like it just helps you just develop yourself in so many ways.
Like a mental thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you know you can push through that in the gym, exactly.
If I can squat 300 pounds, then what else can I do?
I've only had one trainer that I was like consistently going to, and his name is it was a couple just like you guys, Brandon and Olivia, and they remind me very much of you guys. Like they're very tight, like they're best friends.
Yeah,
you know, because when you have a business together, you have to be super tight. They're super super tight, and they're very much like unfazed by me. Like I'll walk in and I'll be in a bad mood and they're like, okay, yep, uh-huh, do that, yep, keep going. Mm-hmm. Like they just unfazed by me. Mm-hmm. And I not only did it change my physical body, but it changed me a lot. And it helped me a lot. Like it helped me in so many ways that they just kept pushing me even when I didn't think I could be pushed. Mm-hmm. You know,
and that's how I got into fitness. Like it became I didn't really start lifting until like college, low key. And now it's just going through depression, suicide attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Found weights. I'm like, what is this? Like, what is a squat? Like, what is a deadlift? And it's funny, like, saying that now. Yeah. Like, we've been in the game for so long. But there was a time where I was like, what is this?
I can
do this, like, all the time for fun. And it became my outlet, just lifting. Even if I didn't feel strong mentally, I felt strong physically.
Did you ever get to a point where it was like, the gym isn't working anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Like, I mean...
As far as mental health, not your body.
For
but
a minute,
like,
it was like how I got through it. Yeah, but I would say the older I got, there were definitely times, I mean, even more so recently, like, you know, two kids, postpartum, where I wasn't working. Now I'm like, I don't even want to work out anymore. I don't want to.
Yep.
Like, that's a lot for me right now. But yeah, like... And that's when you get to the point where you're like, okay, I need to figure out what's going on.
I
need to do something.
Yeah. I'm proud of you for that though. In therapy. Yeah,
you've been crushing it. But shoot, even as deep in the game as we are, we still have to find reasons to keep pushing and to stay focused. So.
Now I mean, I feel like for a minute I was using the gym as not as a crutch, just as my distraction.
Instead of an outlet, distraction, instead of facing the issue,
it becomes self-medicating.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I think.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to medicate myself with this because it helps me not think about this.
Wow. Exactly.
But the danger in that is that the avoidance of the thing, you can be doing something great and still be avoiding the thing that you need to fix.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases.
Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Just because you're doing something great doesn't mean that you're healing. Yep. It means that you have decided to be distracted.
And to avoid.
Mm-hmm. And to avoid the problem.
Mm. That was me for years. Yeah. And I feel like he has helped me face. Like there was a point where you're like, look, you need to do something. I'm just like, what do you mean I need to do something? He's like, you need to try. I'm like, I am. Okay, I'm not trying. Like I'm just avoiding and I'm just blaming instead of facing and figuring out, okay, what is going on? What is the root of this? Facing that, feeling those emotions, and then making a plan to move forward.
How did you support her through that?
I mean, honestly, it took patience on my end, too, because it's not something that I was completely familiar with and just knew how to deal with myself, because I would say that the weight room and stuff has just been part of my life because I've been an athlete my whole life. Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. But just me getting to know her nuances, know like...
Wait, so y'all met in the gym. Sorry, yeah, I want to go back a little bit. Y'all met in the gym?
Did.
Would you
we
like,
did.
Help me with this squat machine, sir?
I saw him.
Not sir.
Before we get into your relationship,
how
did y'all meet?
We met in the gym. I was trying to avoid this.
Nah, you already knew this was going to happen.
I want to know.
I saw him on Instagram, honestly.
Their relationship on social media is who they are in person.
For
and
sure.
I know that firsthand.
And I didn't really see you guys interact. Like, you guys interact, but I could feel that. You could feel it around you guys.
Partners.
Yeah, for sure.
And even on days where you're not feeling it, where you're not... You're like, okay, you called him baby in the gym one time. Do y'all not say that in front of people?
Baby?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I try to be professional and
like, baby,
be like, Nico.
I mean, Nico. Yeah. Okay, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
We try to be professional. Yeah.
Let's start at the beginning before you get into how you helped her through her mental health. How did y'all meet?
Well, yeah, we met at the gym. We were both coaches. So
I walked in and... I knew we worked at the same gym. I didn't know we worked at the same gym until
Tell him to set up.
I set him up high key. I set him up. I saw him on Instagram. That's when I first began training at Dash, a Black-owned gym out in Lawrenceville. Went on their Instagram page and I saw him. I'm like, where is this trainer at? I never see this trainer. I'm like, I only go at night, so he has to come in the morning. So I'm going to go in the morning.
Wow.
Walked in, I was like, yep, that's him.
That's crazy.
And the rest is history.
And it's crazy because I'm there, you know, every day. I just was there at different times. So when I seen her walk through the door, I'm like, who is that? Like, I know everybody who walks in this door. Mm. And I don't know, the energy must have been there.
What you said.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them what you said.
No, yeah. Literally, when I, you know, I just was talking shit to myself. But I was like, is that my future wife? Did my future wife just walk in here?
Aww.
And, yeah.
That's so cute.
That's wild.
I didn't know I was right. Too.
It started from there.
Manifesting day one.
He had a girlfriend, though. Don't let him slip over that part.
Oh.
He had a girlfriend. But, I mean, it wasn't no
but
shady
you,
shit.
You already
no
know,
shady.
But I mean,
yeah. I
you,
had.
You already knew.
I kind of did it. Because you didn't believe put it on IG like that.
Oh, no, nah, yeah. It wasn't out there like that. And that's a whole nother situation. I was already slick out the out the door with that. It wasn't serious.
Well, yeah. I said that because it forced us to be friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Friends so first. Like,
because any other guy would have been trying to rush to, you know,
date or be romantic,
be, you know, be intimate with them. But because he was taken and he was very much so like friend zoning me, it kind of forced us to be friends.
Gave us no choice.
We gave us no choice but to be friends.
We were around.
I had never
other
done that with no other guy.
How long were y'all friends before y'all dated?
Like six months. Yeah, 6 months.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we were friend zoned for a minute. I was friend zoned for a minute. Until I was like, I can't be your friend no more because I like you. So what happens now?
So this year, I wanted to be really intentional and aware about the products that I put in my hair and my children's hair. So I decided to go with the Dove Crown Collection because of their longstanding dedication to the Crown Act, which they co-founded in 2019. The Crown Act ensures legal protection against discrimination-based race-based hairstyles. With this, they've had over 90 grassroots events and 340,000 petition signatures. You guys, I love it when a company makes it clear about the values and they stand on it. When I decided to go with the Crown Collection, it was a no-brainer. These products are plant-based, no parabens, no dyes, and it's color safe. My wash day routine is super simple. I use the Scalp Care Shampoo, which cleanses my scalp of any buildup, and it supports the health of my scalp. Next, guys, I use the Hydration Restore Conditioner. This conditioner moisturizes my hair, it reduces any dryness, and it adds vitamins B3 and prebiotics. Lastly is my favorite part, you guys. I love to use the Restore Strength Leave-In Conditioner and the Scalp Care Prebiotic Serum. You guys, this adds vitamins and natural oils to my hair, protects it from any styling damage, adds nourishment, and it strengthens my hair. Dove didn't just think of us, but they also thought of our kids, you guys. They have an amazing hair care line for our children with coils, curls, and waves with their Dove Hair Love Collection. You guys, it has moisturizing shampoo, nourishing conditioner, 2-in-1 detangler and refreshing spray, and styling curl cream. Now, I have 3 boys. They have 3 different hair textures. And what I love about this collection is that it covers all 3 of them. And what's really cool is that each bottle has an affirmation with a child that my children can identify with. I am obsessed, you guys. Not only is it paraben free, tear free, but it smells amazing, like a warm coconut cookie. Guys, it was so good, I had to try it myself. It is so important that we build our kids' self-esteem and give them the confidence they need to be positively represented in this world. So you guys, if you're on a natural hair care journey like me and my children, you know how important it is to embrace your hair, embrace your curls, embrace your coils, and embrace your waves. And with the Dove Crown Collection and the Hair Love Collection, this is going to give us all the confidence that we need to show up in this world unapologetically us. All right, you guys, back to the show.
Wow.
You said that to him?
Yes.
Yeah, literally. I was like,
I'll never forget that day.
I can't be your friend no more. Oh, like, we can't just hang out. Like, because we would hang out in group settings with trainer friends, you know, chill, talking like that. But I'm like, it got to the point where I'm like, okay, I can't. There was even one time before then, I was like, look, I know your situation, but like I don't even know exactly what I said, but it was kind of like I'm feeling you, and you were like, yeah, you're dope too. Like, nice to meet you. I was like, okay, all right, cool. Wow. Like, this nigga, he's.
So you threw out the bait, and he still didn't even.
I just let him know how I feel, but he just looked over it. Like, yep, I got it.
But because you were in a relationship.
Yeah. I just, you know, like she said, I was real cut and dry, like friends strictly, like there's no, nothing else would be happening. Like, I didn't even
that's
want
good,
that after a while. That's but so the second time I was like, I know he has to like me. Like, I can feel this. Like, I know that there is something here. There has to be. And that's when I was like, look, like, I feel like I love you. Like, I feel like you're going to be my husband. Literally said that to him. So I was like, we can't be friends. So whenever you're single, let me know. And I blocked him. I blocked him. But we worked at the same gym, so of course we saw each other again. He's trying to talk. I'm like, I don't got nothing to say to you. You single yet?
Oh, my God.
All right, cool. Yeah. Let me know.
Like, so how did you break out of that?
Honestly, it just got to a point, too. Like I said, I already wasn't really all the way there with that relationship. It was just kind of, we barely even saw each other like that. So we wasn't even that deeply connected. And being with her, it just, I don't know, it made him even more clear that she wasn't the one and that she was. So
was the absence of her friendship
like the thing that pushed you to like, be like, I need to just
take a step once on. When she blocked me and I couldn't reach her and stuff, I'm like, dang, I can't even imagine her not being in my life. Like, I can't imagine not having the connection that we have. So
I love that.
That's not even optional for me.
You always say it's different when you first started dating Nico or talking to Nico. What type of men or relationships were you in previous to your relationship with him? Because you say that all the time. We've talked about that.
What's crazy is that Nico is like my first real boyfriend. Like the first guy, I'm like, this is my boyfriend and I'm their girlfriend. I've always been in situationships. Yep. It was never like a real...
Yep.
He asked me to be my girlfriend. That never happened with anybody but Nico. So it was always just like... me talking, going with the flow, you know. I want to be just with you, but they're like, yeah, but I'm still keep these other women in my back pocket, and I have to be okay with that. I'm hoping that it would become exclusive. It never did. It was always those types.
Yeah.
Always with men who kind of made me feel small. Having childhood traumas and stuff like that. I thought a lot of that was okay, and you know what? This is love. Like, it's okay to be hurt in love. It's okay to be cheated on. It's okay to not be a priority.
But if you were constantly choosing men like that, how did you transition to a man like this?
It got to a point, maybe just with growing up and just getting older. I'm just like, you know what? Yeah. This can't be me.
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
I know I'm meant to be a wife. I know I'm going to find my soulmate, but something has to change. Like, it can't be me. And I feel like I had this sounds cliche, but I feel like I had an epiphany. Like, what do I really want? Like, who am I? What do I feel like I'm worth? And what do I want in a man? And really just becoming closer to myself and really figuring out, what do I want?
Mm-hmm.
What am I not going to settle for?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because once I had like that moment, I feel like I met you like a month after that. And I'm just like, I feel like this guy is my husband. Mm. And I remember just having moments. We would chill all the time and just talk. That's all we could do was just talk, chill, play video games. And I was asking like a lot of like deep questions because I had to make sure, like I had this feeling in my spirit that this man is my husband. I have to be sure that he really is. And you just, and it's not that like he was telling me things I wanted to hear. It was him.
Yeah, we were strictly just talking as friends.
Like. Yeah, like.
It was just
being
connection.
Straight up with each other. And I'm like, okay, like learning more about his character, not about anything else. I feel like that was something I neglected in the past, not really.
And if y'all were even aligned and wanted the same things.
Yeah,
you yeah,
were
exactly. quick yes.
to romance. It's like, I actually don't even like you
as a
person. Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
I don't even like you as a person. I'm just sexually attracted to you or it's a vibe or it's fun when we're drunk or we can go get hookah together. But when it's time to talk, you have nothing of substance to say.
And we talked a lot about everything.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
About how we grew up, about past experiences with girlfriends, boyfriends, stuff like that, like, We talked a lot.
We dug deep though, like, and that's another thing. Yeah. There was no filter, like we said. It was just
straight friends talking to each other. So it's
so after 6 months, y'all were together.
Low key, because once you were single, we kind of started. Well, because we had kind of already we had spent that time prior getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so once when did we y'all cut do it me? Off?
Like maybe a month after that, we were together.
You said what? When did y'all do it?
Oh my God. How long after did y'all we got wait? Together?
She said
we got
the
together.
Day. He broke like the up day he's, the he broke up with the girl.
No, no, no. Actually, we waited. Honestly, no. Yeah. We even still waited. Like, we got together. He was in school getting his master's, and he had a.
Oh yeah, I had to go to a big conference in Arizona.
Conference for his master's in Arizona, and we had got together maybe a week or two before that. Maybe a week before that, and we talked about it. I'm like, okay, so when is the day? He's like, well, I'm about to leave, so I don't want to, you know, do it, and then I have to leave, so I want to wait till I get back. I'm like, all
that
right.
That was so considerate. That's considerate.
I was intentional. I ain't gonna lie. That's really so nice. I was intentional. I was very intentional.
No, he was, like, I could come over right now, but I got a flight tonight. So let me
Exactly. Yeah. That's picked him up from the airport. Got my hair blown out. Picked him up from the airport. And then got back home. And I looked a mess in an hour.
No, that's great.
But no, it was. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I definitely think the way that we did it is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Just to build a real bond. And like you said, do you even really like the person?
Like the person.
And because you're so busy trying to impress people and you put on a mask.
Not even your true self.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm big on that now. Like, I'm like, whoever I talk to next, I've been saying that this season in my life, I want to be their friend first. I've never had that.
Yeah.
Ever. I've never been friends with a romantic partner
only
first.
Only had that once.
Really?
With not my ex-husband, but my ex before that, because we were friends in, I mean, high school.
Yeah.
We were friends and, you know.
So y'all were friends for years before y'all got intimate, sexually intimate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were never sexual, but yeah.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
We never, yeah, but we never had sex. We didn't.
What? I get it.
But yeah, being friends makes a huge difference when you're in a relationship, having that friendship is literally the thing that you fall back on.
You say that all the time because she'd be like, you don't want to hurt your friend.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like when you're like, you think.
The respect level is so high.
It's so high. Well, I've never experienced that.
And you can fall, like, at least we have that. Like, we have that. And if we have that, then, like, any pressure, because your friendship is like that foundation that is like super 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 solid, like it's a thick foundation. Like when you build a friendship, there's some solid right? And so when you have that as your foundation, the pressures that come on top of that won't crack it. But when that foundation is weak, life is
based on lust and look
up stuff all the time.
Life,
so if your foundation is weak, it's gonna crack, because it's gonna it's going to be other men, other women, social media, work, finances,
problems,
sex, mental health, postpartum, kids, disappointment, literally, this, that.
Yep.
And if you're piling all of that on a weak foundation, and that's in any relationship, your foundation has to be solid because life is going to life. Period.
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
So tell us about how, like you said, you've been very public with your mental health battle and how you, like you said, it was different for you. You were like, this is different for me. Is it something you never experienced with anybody or a lover?
I've experienced different situations with different people.
Okay.
Like people going through different struggles and stuff like that. But just, I don't know. I was just more so locked in on getting to know her and her exact struggles. Even though we had conversations and talk about it, like I wanted to know what it was, what triggered it.
Where it was stemming from.
Yeah, exactly. What made her even, you know, start to have a bad day or anything like that. Like I wanted to be able to pick up on anything that she had going on and shut it down before it got too bad. So I don't know. It took a lot of patience. It took, I even did my own research. Like what can you do to help your spouse, your partner, whatever, if they're going through something like that. And just, I would really say, honestly, it was just me paying really close attention to her, really close attention to, like, I can almost now, like, wake up and the way she looks, the way she has, the way she carries herself, the way she just carries a certain look on her face, I can know if, okay, she's already starting to have, like, a bad day. She's already starting to think things like this. So let me go cook breakfast. Let me go get the kids. Give her some time.
Let me take the lead within those areas. Got you.
I don't know. I really think it's just being considerate of your partner too, and just paying attention.
Yeah.
And being patient, because I think one thing that I struggled with in the beginning was looking at things from my perspective and like, why can't you just do this? Why can't you just, see it this way? Why can't you just...
That would piss me off.
Yeah.
I wish I could do it like that. Yeah. I can't.
I would always just try to provide solutions.
Yeah.
And that's not always the solution.
Yeah.
As ironic as that is, that's not the solution. Yeah. So I think it takes a lot of attentiveness. I think it takes a lot of patience and just being able to put yourself in your partner's shoes. Like,
we were talking about this in a previous episode today, in our relationship with you, was it always easy for you to vocalize or sometimes? Mm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was very
not
hard.
Easy to vocalize, not easy to always say what you want or what you need.
Yeah, because a lot of the times I'm like, why do I even feel like this? Mm. Like, he would say, just tell me. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I just know I feel like this.
It's okay.
This got deep. But...
Yeah, it's hard.
No, it's really hard when you want to feel happy.
Yeah, you're not choosing. Yeah.
And you're like, how do I get there? I see it, but how do I get from here to here?
Yeah.
But no, it was hard to vocalize. Man, this man has seen me
everything
at my darkest. So,
thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
No, it was really hard to vocalize. And I had to find what worked for me. And one thing that worked for me was just writing things down. Like we would do shared notes.
I love
that. And I would just, my best friend actually
posted that.
My best friend, I remember texting her one night and she was like, just write down whatever you feel. And it doesn't have to be complete sentences, whatever you feel, whatever emotion, just write it down. So anger, sadness, shame, embarrassment, write it down. Does that make sense? Write it down, get it out. Go over, look at it. So I'm like, okay, let me do this with Nico. Let me just share a note. And we would be in two different rooms. I would lock myself in the room, cut off the lights, and just sit there and just rot. Mm. But we started the shared note. And I would share a note, write down my words or my thoughts, and give myself a second, give him a second. We would come back and talk about it. And I think that's one thing that really, really helped us. Mm. And
honestly.
And now it's to the point where
he would respond to it in the note.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, okay. He would read the note and maybe send me a text or just send me a note.
I honestly highly recommend that, though. Honest. Because when you got time to sit there and type the note, then I have time to read through the note and just kind of take time with my response.
Yeah.
To just and work through it with you. So
nowadays, for the most part, now we can. Now I am at the point where I can like vocalize. And also, I think it took me a minute to really. Not that I didn't trust you with my emotions,
just getting ready
but
to say that. Yep. Yeah.
Trusting him with like the dark
trust.
Yeah.
Because the darkness that you feel, the thing that people don't understand is that for somebody who deals with mental health issues, there's so much shame that comes with that.
Mm. Yes.
And you are embarrassed
yes.
that you are the way you are. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy. It's like saying, it's like if you send a naked photo and it gets leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's me, and it's embarrassing that that's out there right
that
now.
It's out there to
so
the
it's
world.
Hard to even because sometimes your reactions happen, and so like now I have to go and explain this, and I'm embarrassed because if I'm being honest, I don't even know why this is the way this is, and I wish I could change it, but I can't, and it's embarrassing and it's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And so to feel safe to be able to be like, I'm feeling this, that is a huge thing that is not so easy to do when you're ashamed.
And it's like also your brain too. It's like, I don't know if it's just anxiety or what, but it's like your brain almost tells you, you can't trust this person.
You can't trust
like, don't,
anybody.
Don't open up. No. Like you, can't you want anybody. To, but you're like, nope, everybody's a threat. We're in fight or flight mode right now. Yeah. So like,
yes, that's so true.
So it helped us to get to a point where I, for the most part now, I can be like, hey, this is what I'm feeling right now. But it took a minute to get
here.
But
we both worked to create that safe space for each other.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because your partner also has to feel safe to say, oh, like you're experiencing this and I'm experiencing this while you're experiencing this. So there has to be a safe place for both of you to say, okay, I want to hear your experience, and then I want to tell you my experience, and let's find a way that we can both balance this experience. But the hard part for people like you guys, I feel like in your position, is that there is a, the other day I was talking to her about it because we were dealing with something with us, and I call it like a flare up. Mm. It's kind of like a person who has eczema. Like there are certain environments, there are certain situations that cause a flare up, and I cannot help a flare up because my body chemically is wired to respond
in a certain way.
In that way, and it looks ugly and it's itchy and it's uncomfortable even for me. Like it's like it's literally like it's like, oh, this thing is it's I wish I could fix it. And then for you it's like, if you don't, if you don't, if you're not used to my flare up, or you don't realize that it's a flare up, you're kind of like, what is that thing that's flaky, and you're scratching at it, and it's, what is that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's
sure.
this thing where it's like, you have to, when you know your person and you find that balance, you're like, oh, you're having a flare up. When's the last time you took your med? Like, when's the last time you put your ointment on? When's the last time you did? Have you, and it's helping you,
He'll
you know,
be like, let's go for a walk. I'm like, no.
Don't try to trick me.
But you, another thing that I realized too, I was talking to a friend yesterday and I was like, I need to do like, you know, I just need to focus on, and I started to list the thing, and the first thing I said was breathing.
Ooh-wee. Man, my therapist talked to me about that.
Breathing.
That three deep breaths will change your in the moment.
Breathe.
Not even realizing that you're breathing. Like, how many deep, slow breaths are you taking a day? Like, when you're not taking those deep breaths, your heart rate is up, you're stressed, you're, and then it promotes more anxiety and it feeds more stress. But when you just stop and focus on your, there's this song by Maverick City called Breathe. And when I tell you, play it and you will be in a weep, I mean a heap of tears. I mean, it is just breathing, the gift of breathing. Like,
And how it changes your body in that moment.
Like, I don't know, but thinking about that, just like even someone to remind you, like, hey, take a deep breath. It's okay. It's all right. We're here. This is what's happening right now. We're in this moment. You're okay. Nothing bad is gonna happen, you know.
Have moments where you just like holding me, like breathe with me.
Like that day when we were working out, we were like, "Can we run?" And we just ran,
literally running and crying.
running and crying.
Running up and down hills, bawling.
Running up and down hills, crying.
Just, I'm thankful for where we're at right now and just the trust that we've built. Because I mean, you know, from the jump when we were friends, you told me everything that you've been through before. But like you said, building that trust with each other.
And after y'all got romantic, of course, experiencing it secondhand in a different way, the closer y'all got. Y'all went through the emotional battle. Tell us about your physical battle that you went through recently. Because that's something, not just emotional healing, you know, mental healing. Now it's on top of all that. You had a kind of physical thing that popped up recently
that
in your life.
That slapped me in the face. That was just...
I don't... And I need to apologize for this. Even as your client and your friend, I'm like, I didn't even understand the magnitude of it. I didn't even... until I saw things on social... Because I didn't ask you much about it. But I was like, yo.
But I also appreciated that too.
People are
like, oh, I'm like, I don't want to talk about this all day, every day.
That's
like, another thing that you have to overcome.
It's enough to digest it, but then people keep asking about it.
I'm like, this is her outlet. I'm her... And I'm her client first. We weren't friends first. I was your client first. I'm like, I didn't want to, you know, go over any boundaries, but I don't think I knew the magnitude even... as your client in your home 3 times a week of what you went through.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I mean, I don't even know how to start. It quite literally slapped me in the face. I was trying to get some boobs. But it's crazy because for a long time, I feel like, not on, maybe it's just God, like, just knowing something was wrong, what's up.
We have, we had signs.
Yeah, like, sure. I knew
physical signs.
Yeah, yeah, just things. There was always something going on with my body, whether I'm sick, I'm experiencing some pains or discomforts. And that went on for like maybe a little over a year. I was always changing up my diet, trying to figure out what the hell's going on with my body. And I'm like, all right, I don't know. I'm just going to keep trying new things and going to get a boob job. And my very last step was getting a mammogram. They're like, oh, just get your mammogram. We'll be all set for next week. I'm like, bet, new tits next week.
Hotel booked, everything.
Hotel booked, flight ready. And they're like, can you come back for another one? I'm like, okay. Go back for another one. Oh, can you come back for something else? I'm just like, okay. And it's being told. And it's crazy because, you know, the very last test, we were about to go on our vacation for anniversary. And I had to do a biopsy the day before we left. And
what is that?
Where they take a piece of tissue.
Yeah,
oh,
gotcha, yeah, gotcha, they examine the tissue, try to figure out what it is. Okay. And she was like, you know, I know you're going out of town, so I'm going to call you probably on while you're on vacation with the results. I'm like, all right. Day two of our anniversary, or I'm sorry, day two of the trip, but a day before our anniversary.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm sorry, but we found some cancer in your breast. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, wow.
Jesus.
We were literally in paradise.
We were going to come back from vacation and then 2 days after that, go to Texas to get my boobs. And I'm like, damn, like, this is literally insane. And I was in St. Lucia. I was overlooking paradise. Yeah,
like I said, we were
answering that
paradise call.
And I'm just like, God is hilarious. Mm. But luckily, I'm grateful that it was, I'm glad I found out when I did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I feel that that definitely did save my life.
It was early.
Yeah, yeah. Super early detection before anything, before it could spread. And I feel like this is the first time I'm even talking about this. So sorry if I'm stumbling over my words. This is the first time I kind of went through it.
You can only share as much as you want to share. We don't have to go, you know, into super depth about it. But
yeah. So, I mean, I'm grateful that I was in the position that I was. It was super early. I didn't need chemo. Didn't need radiation. Mm. They said that, you know, the surgery would take care of it. And I got the surgery. And
you're good.
God willing, it won't come back.
Ooh, it won't.
And
it won't.
Good to go.
It won't.
It was definitely hard mentally. I'm just like, what the hell? Like, I'm healthy. I work out.
Right, right.
But it's a part of my story, and I'm trying not to let it define who I am. I'm just another hurdle to get over.
Yeah. I think you carry it. I don't think I know, just based off what I've seen off social media. Because I didn't know you were experiencing that until you revealed your scar. And then I was like, oh gosh, like, you know, obviously
I put two and two together that you actually got a breast removed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm with her. I just, you know, and you were just so graceful throughout the whole process. I don't think I knew that till social media. But you can finish.
No, I just, I think that people don't realize that, like, because you carried it so well.
So well.
But there is, when you, because I remember my grandmother had the same thing. They found cancer in her nipple.
Mm. Mm.
And so to prevent it from spreading, she had to have a full, mastectomy?
Yep.
She had to have a full mastectomy. And I remember how hard it was for her to see herself that way.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like, she was obviously so thankful that the cancer was gone. But like, I don't think she was prepared for the visual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cause you're still a woman, and that's a feminine part of
it is.
Being a woman.
And it's like, I mean, obviously I was going to get a boob job. So I'm like,
I thought these things were going to get
you
bigger.
Know, like,
mm-hmm. you know,
I wanna, did that change we, your mind about
like, would the you, way, yeah, would you ever do it and, now?
Would I get boobs? Maybe in the future. Okay. Right now I'm okay. I want to make sure that I'm completely
healthy,
clear.
Healthy. Yep.
Yeah.
The body image is still a everyday situation. For the most part, I'm good, but I definitely have days where I'm like, damn, why can't I just have boobs? Like, I mean, I wanted to get boobs. I mean, my husband, you're okay.
Love you the way you are.
But I'm like, I want to feel like, I want to feel like a woman. Like, yeah, I want to have boobs. Yeah, you know, I'm already a smaller person, small girl, small woman. I want booze, and going from wanting them and having one, I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
But
I think after all that, just health is obviously the main priority.
For sure.
And like I always tell you, if you ever really want to do it, then, you know, I'm going to support you. If you don't, I'm going to still love you.
Do it in a healthy way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you guys. I love that. Yes, that.
Yeah. So, tell me how to find a man.
I'm gonna give you the gems.
Excuse me, it's not just you anymore, single.
Oh podcast, yeah! So. Oh my God! You know, we have a friend. He's a comedian, Tyler Chronicle. Shout out to Tyler. He helped me with my new set. I'm working on my new stand up set because I'm so different than my old stand up set. He's like, you need to do a stand up set, a whole bit about how now your best friend of 20 years is finally single, and now you saved.
Like, I can't have no fun.
Soon as you done found Jesus, she's single. So now she's single. We thought we was going to be out in the streets. We in church every Sunday. I mean, that's no a beautiful street. Thing. No shame. Yeah. No streets.
No streets.
We in the church now, but. Hey,
I heard the streets is rough.
No, rough.
You have to.
I know. It's both of us. I know. To, like, I know. You always say that.
Because literally every day, a part of my I am affirmations, there was a small portion where I'm like, thank you for my husband. Thank you for my respectful husband.
Think,
like,
I do that
every day. And I feel like that shit just changes your mind. You'll be able, whenever you see a guy who's not what you want, you're like, okay, next.
Waste time with
exactly. And just be patient.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid. If you meet a guy and it's a red flag, cut it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut it off.
Yeah.
No benefit of the doubt. Nope.
And I'm trying to be open to men that aren't my initial type.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, because my initial type ain't working.
It's going to be somebody you're not looking for, man.
Right.
Really, I mean, we weren't looking for each other. We just...
Yeah.
And, yeah. You weren't my type at first.
He's like, wow.
Could have fooled me.
Okay, I'm just...
What were you about to say?
I mean...
I have, you know, you just have a vision of who you think your husband's going to be.
Right.
But who it ends up being is not who you feel. It's not that image.
Right.
But
you say
character-wise,
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Character-wise, absolutely. Like, what am I trying to say?
No, I get it.
I mean,
I feel like I'm saying all the wrong things. It's not coming out how I want it to come out.
No, but it's
I'm not trying to be an asshole.
That's everybody, though.
No.
As a young man, I'm like, my wife going to look like this, this, and this.
For sure.
But,
Don't scratch people off just because they're not your usual type. Oh, he's not 6'5". He's not dark skin. Oh, he's not light skin. No.
For sure.
Get to know their character.
Them as a person.
The physical definitely matters. But I feel like a lot of women focus too much on the wrong. They focus on everything but the men's character. That's and I'm so like, true. That's the biggest thing thing that matters.
Because that ain't going to fade.
Yeah. Like, it's not.
Like, your character is going to be your character. Like, if you money might go, the economy might crash, COVID might happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You might physically look.
I'm not saying looks ain't forever either.
Yeah, your looks ain't.
Yeah.
But your character. Like, do you walk? Do you make sure I'm on the inside of the street do you open my car door? Just little things that will show you the magnitude of someone's character.
And don't compromise those small things either. Like, if you want a man to open your door,
have him open your door.
If he doesn't want to, okay, cool.
It's not too much to ask for.
I don't think you're one. Like, that's something so small.
So with things like that, do you be like, okay, he doesn't open doors? Or do you try to say... Can you open?
I would ask
change them, but like
no, that's not even changing. That's just hey, this is something that will make me feel like a queen, something that will make me happy. So I'm letting you know, are you gonna do it or not?
And if they do
it, cool. If they're not, I don't think it's gonna work.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't be afraid to communicate. That's something so small in a day,
right?
You know, it's a big deal, but you'll go through
it leads to bigger things.
Was it Steve Harvey that said it? I saw a clip recently where he was like, you know, some men want the stay at home wife and da 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 and whatever. And he was like, you can be an entrepreneur. The right man for you will have the capacity for your entrepreneurship.
Wow.
The right man will have the capacity to open the door. If that's what you want, the right man will have the capacity to do it. The right man will have the capacity to be able to say, you need a minute? Let's go take a walk.
Yeah.
Let me take a break. Like, are you breathing? Like, the right man. It and it's like, and because
you require that doesn't mean that something wrong with your requirements.
Yeah, it's just that the wrong person.
You have to find the person.
I have to find the person that has the
capacity. Sometimes we just want someone. I've had, you know, I have friends who've gone through this too. Like, they want the man to be it. They just want them to be the person that's going to be their husband. Like, he's just not it. Stop trying to make him it. He's showed you he's not it. Keep it pushing. There's going to be a man who's going to give you everything that you want without you even really having to ask. And if you do ask, he'll be like, okay, happily. Because I want to make you happy.
Yeah,
it's not going to be too much. And a lot of guys in the past always made me feel like what I was asking for was too much. I'm like, damn, how is this asking to be faithful too much?
Faithful?
Yes, no,
please. That's a lie. All right, it is.
When you when you communicate like your wants, your needs, your requirements, and somebody just blatantly ignores it, then they tell you everything you need to know.
For sure,
they're not your person.
Don't try to. Yeah, don't try to change them. Don't try. No, they've shown you exactly who they are.
Yeah. So before we end every episode, we're moving really quick, you guys, but guess what? More of this 15, 20 minutes on Patreon. Yeah. This is a little quick one. I know y'all wanted them here so bad. So exclusive content with them on Patreon. So go on over to Patreon. We always end with what do you know for sure and what are you saying no to for sure? K-N-O-W and N-O-W after this episode.
Not N-O-W.
N-O. What do you know for sure? And what do you now for sure?
Wait.
K-N-O-W and N-O-W.
No, Braylon.
I'm just kidding.
I'm about to say, what the hell is this?
Oh, sleepy weaving.
What do you know for sure? K-N-O-W. And what are you saying no to for sure? N-O.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying no to for sure is self-doubt.
That's good.
What I know for sure is that I'm walking in my path. I know that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in life right now. That's what I know for sure. I'm on the right path.
Yes. That's like what I was about to say. Yeah.
You can figure out some of it.
What I'm saying no to for sure is putting off anything that I want to do that I feel is important.
Time is now.
Yes. No. N-O-W. Not putting off anything. And what I know for sure.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to piggyback, honestly. I feel like we get signs every day that we're walking in our purpose and that we're touching so many lives and that we're doing exactly what we need to be doing. So
Yeah. Sure. Love that. Oh, me?
Or either one of us. I'm like thinking.
I know. I'm like, what am I saying no to for sure? I'm saying no to I think I want to say self-doubt too, just because I identify with that so much. So I'm going to say no to doubting. And I'm going to say I know for sure that that you're worthy of love even in your ugliest phase, even in the shame and the pain, like that exists. You know what I mean? There is somebody that will love you beyond any of that, you know? So that's what I know for sure.
I love that. I was saying no, N-O for sure. No, a hard no is compromising, like lowering my standards when it comes to men.
That's great.
And I K-N-O-W for sure, that black love exists. I mean, like, y'all look like y'all got a little white in you, but
she said,
you look like yo, yo.
Put that on the record.
Maybe a little sprinkle.
No, black love, like true black love. I know people say relationship goals, and you never know unless you truly know the couple. And I'm not in y'all's personal life, but seeing you guys, thank you, that leave out. Because I'm like, baby, I clip it off. Y'all want to see what's up under here?
No, we do not.
I'll show you on Patreon. I clip it off. I know that in this generation of relationship goals and everything looks good on social media, it can look good on social media and it can be good in real life. And y'all are a prime example of that. So I know for sure that I can have that.
Can I just also piggyback off of that last one? Like, it can be good even when it's bad.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that you guys were a great example of that today. Like, even when it's bad,
It's still good. Mm-hmm. The love's still there. Yeah. The friendship's still there.
Perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect to be good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah, we love you guys. Y'all stick around for 15 more minutes because we got questions for y'all from the fans. Well, not our fans, our fans.
I know these going to be good.
I know. Good. From our supporters, if you guys want to see extra content with Kira and Nico, head over to Patreon. And the journal's coming soon, y'all. No For Sure Journal. We'll get y'all some. Oh, you got on the merch. She loves our merch.
Yeah. I really do. It's comfy. That's just my everydays.
I love that you wear it. Yeah, I love that they got that. We were like, we would have gotten you guys' merch. They went and bought it.
I was like, at the gym, and they got a delivery. They were like, oh, look what we got.
I literally got delivered.
Y'all got a package.
You got a support,
like,
though.
It's your package.
It said No For Sure on it. I was like, oh, my God. And she went and put it on. I was like,
I was waiting for that.
I was on your page recently, and I was swipe. I was like, "Oh, she be doing the bomb dumps." I swipe. I was like, "Oh, she got on the slip." So cute. We love you guys. It. Thank y'all for coming, being a positive impact in my life.
Thank y'all.
I really have seen me cry it out, scream it out, sit it out.
Family,
you be pushing me. Ooh, I'll be on that bike. She be like, "B." Okay, I'm gonna cry. She's like, okay, cry and pedal.
For real. 20 more seconds.
Love you guys. Meet us on Patreon, you guys. Thank you for watching the No For Sure podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the No For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag NoForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag NoForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, NoForSurePod.
Before we go, you guys, I wanted to remind you again about the Dove Crown Collection. I am so excited to share with you guys this collection because Dove is encouraging women to wear their natural hair by making effective products and their continued support of the Crown Act. Reading the labels on products is so important, and with Dove, they have products that are plant-based, prebiotics, vitamins, zero sulfate, and they're paraben and dye-free. With the Crown Collection, Dove wants you to have strong curls, strong coils, and strong waves, and the freedom to wear your hair however you wish. If you're looking for products to start off with, I'm going to recommend the Scalp Care Shampoo, the Hydration Restore Conditioner, and the Scalp Care Prebiotic Serum with vitamin B3 and aloe extract. However you style and protect your crown, I encourage you to try the Dove Crown Collection and let us know what you think, KFS fam.